You're our first audience. To Paul McCartney and George Harrison in 1968. I'm nervous now, but I was really clinically nervous. Amazing. And they liked it well enough, so I'm going to play it for you. Well, it's a thing in the way she moves. That's why we are calls her name. That seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, troubled by some holy scheme, she always seems to think me and change my mind. If I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things I need on just then feed in, and I find myself places where I should not let me go. She has a power of both that no one else can find me, and the silent remind me of a convenience and the times that I know. I guess I just got to know them. Isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks of where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. Doesn't much matter what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine every time she's around me now. She's around me now. I guess just about all the time. Well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me quite a long, long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Just thank you, Jesus, everywhere on the hill. Let it be. I love you, Jesus. mystical love song, this one.
I will hold on to one more. Thank you. Mr. Seagate. Playing the fiddle and singing beautifully, a great singer and songwriter herself, with a beautiful record out and another on the way. Please welcome, if you will, Miss Andrea Zahn. Guitarist in the drop B tuning, we're gonna play this next one, which is in my ear. Yes. Yes, two of you. That's a song about a woman who works in a shoe manufacturing plant in Lowell, Massachusetts.
My grandfather was a sailor. He blew in off from water. My father was a farmer, and I, his only daughter, took up with an old good mill working man from Massachusetts, who dies from too much whiskey and leaves me these three faces to feed. So may I work your mill just as long as I am able, and never meet the man whose name is on the label. Still wheeling my machine for the rest of the morning, and the
Thank you, Portland.
Yes. Here's a song really good, what it's about. Usually I figure out after a while what a song is about. This one escapes me still.
We were in a run of rosy tears.
Let's thank him once again.
It's been broken.
lyrics. My brother named the kid after me, Little Varmint. So I was driving down, and I've been in England for a year, and when I came home, first thing I was just keen to set eyes on this little thing, and so I drove down Route 95 on the East Coast to North Carolina, and all the way down, I was thinking about it is a wonderful highway. So. I'm sure your enthusiasm for it, because it is much better than the old roads. Anyway. This song sort of drifted in the window as I was driving down to meet him. It's kind of, it's a cowboy lullaby. Sort of lights out in the bunkhouse, kind of go to sleep, you little buckaroo.
There's a young cowboy that's on the cause and it's got all there is only then. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Yes, and as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, just thinking about women and glasses of beer, closing his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says goodnight, all
his next song, and that ticket, a brief intermission. I don't know why you do that, really. But we've come to the end of this set. We'll come back after 20 minutes and play set two. We really just go back and watch the clock for 20 minutes and then come back out. That's a perfectly adequate set, that second set. We're going to start with a couple of new things, but we'll do that when the time comes. I'm going to bring it to the intermission by playing this beautiful song by Carole King, a beautiful song. I remember as if it were yesterday, the first time I did this tune, we were playing in a terrible place, a club in Los Angeles called Troubadour. Too nasty to die. It's still there. And what people are doing there. I know what we did when we were there. Carole had written this beautiful song, and so I just stood outside the dressing room one evening, and she just played it, and I thought, oh my God, she's done it. She's written this perfect song about friendship. How about that? I didn't realize at the time that I'd be playing it every night for the rest of my life. But you could do a lot worse.
To know you got a friend, people can Thank you. Thank you.
standing by the stairway, waiting for you there.
You're a broken heart. Thank you.
please a warm hand for Mr. Arnold McCullough.
Arnold.
Just as anymore, they didn't know you were gone.
Suzanne, fancy me putting in you. I woke out this morning and I wrote down a song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and falling down. I've seen lonely times and could not find friend. But I always thought I'd see you.
Come back home, be
Lake City. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Walter Fowler. Fresh off a tour with the Blues Brothers, his main band. Please welcome Miss Lou Marino. Lou Marino. Particularly featured in this next song, we have a fantastic percussionist originally from Santiago de Cuba. Please welcome Mr. Luis Conte. Luis Conte.
Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you, baby.
Don't think twice.
as he will go. I will build my love upon my young, pure, and crystal fountain. Yes, and on it I shall lay all the flowers of the mountain. Will he grow? See, will you go? And we will all go together to big wild mountains high. All around the purple heather, will you go? Cassie, will you go? If my true love won't come with me, I shall soar me by another to the wild.